Liquor Talk, brand new episode coming right at you, ladies and gentlemen. So go ahead and get that liquor poured up because a brand new episode of Liquor Talk starts right now. I'm your man, Victor, and I'm hosting the Liquor Talk podcast. Thank you, everybody, for supporting. Whether you support us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you're watching this, I want to thank you for pouring up with us and supporting us as we're on this journey to 300 episodes. And joining me today, she's podcasting out of North Carolina by way of Florida. She is Successful Toy, and she's the host of the Successful Toy podcast, where you're going to get them 21 questions, whether you like it or not. Toy, how you doing tonight? And welcome to Liquor Talk.
Good, good, good. How you doing? I had to go get me some liquor, y'all. Once I seen that the podcast was Liquor Talk, I was like, wait, because I was coming over here with some water. But I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready too, y'all. I normally don't shout out different liquor brands on here because they ain't sponsoring me yet. But Crown Royal, y'all gonna have to get the sponsor. Y'all gonna get a shout out today because I opened this damn bottle of Blackberry Crown Royal. This smell like straight blackberry. And I'm trying it with some blackberry juice. I'm seeing.
They gonna sneak up on you.
Ooh. This tastes like some damn wine, y'all. So if you want to use some wine, some red wine, get some cranberry, blackberry, and some of this here blackberry juice, and it's gonna sneak up on you like a wine.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gave y'all a free drink combination, so go ahead and try it at home. If for those of you listening to this episode on YouTube, and for those of you listening, not visual listeners, it's some Crown Royal blackberry and some blackberry juice you can get at Publix.
Period.
All right, Toya, why don't you tell the people about the Successful Toy Podcast?
Successful Toy Podcast, I started off with just me. It was kind of like therapy for me, and I just came up with the concept, like, I wanted to start vlogging my life and stuff. And I don't know, for some reason, it just hit me like, do 21 questions. So I used to reach out to all my friends and family members and have them to submit questions to me so I can give them my opinion on whatever the question is. And whatever it is, like, I have to answer it, whether it's nasty, whether it's gonna bring back memories, whatever it is, I have to answer it in my honest opinion. So from there, when I started doing that, I was like, you know what? I want people to start coming on with me so I can get their point of view, because how I feel can be totally different. It's going to be totally different from what somebody else feel. So that's when I just started bringing people on the show with me. And then I just was like, everybody kept calling it a podcast. And I'm like, this is not a podcast. This is not a podcast. But it was like, girl, I guess it is. So I just like, you know what? Let me just call it a podcast.
Yeah, it's like you got sometimes when it comes to you and when it comes clear to you, you can't deny it. After a while, you just got to roll with it, you know what I'm saying? Because you keep doing it and people, people can see your vision before you can, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, and if it's close people that's been knowing you for years telling you that, you got to ride with it.
Because the only reason why I wasn't trying to do a podcast, because I had a podcast with a co-host, and so I was like, nah, I don't want her to feel like I was stepping on her feet or anything. But it was just like, mine was totally different, and I'm like, everybody keep calling it a podcast, so it is what it is. So I just started doing it on my own and just bringing people on.
Yeah. And do you feel that sense of accomplishment that you're getting episodes done and you're not relying on someone else to get episodes done?
Yeah, because it's like, when I want to record, I can record. It's on my timing. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes if I'm up late night and I want to record, I can just record. I don't have to wait for nobody to be on the show with me or anything. It's just something that I was doing anyways, with voicing my opinions on questions that people have every day. I mean, it'd be questions that be posted on Facebook and then somebody inbox it to me like, I want you to speak on this. I want to hear your opinion on this. So that's how I get the questions that I be asking.
That's real. So what's the craziest question someone has asked you that it just still sticks with you to this day?
The craziest question, because I'm always getting crazy questions. So I'm trying to figure out what is the craziest question, because when I was doing it by myself, people used to tell me like, some of them questions is a little too personal. I'd be like, I don't give a damn, like, I'm gonna talk about it anyways. So the craziest question, can't even think. Cause all of motherfuckers be crazy, to be honest. Them bitches be going deep. They be wanting to know everything. I be like, I know I get a lot of questions about exes. And I be like, God damn, y'all love y'all exes.
You know, that's what I realized about a lot of people. I hear people on shows and stuff that ask you about their exes. I'm like, and what ex is on your mind that got you asking me about my exes? Like, what ex is on you? They are an ex for a reason.
Exactly. And I'm always getting ex questions. And I'd be like, bruh, y'all love y'all fucking exes. Like, God damn. Every question is an ex. How you feel about your ex? If your ex come at your door, what you would do? If your ex call you right now, if they don't want to be what would you? Baby, I don't give a fuck about no people. I ain't got no exes.
Yes. Yeah. You say you don't have any exes? Mm-mm. Just lessons?
Mm-hmm. I learned and I grow and I move forward. Who are you?
That's a fact. You know what? That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? You got to roll with that because you know what? As soon as something successful comes along, that ex might pop up again. And ladies, I know this is tax time. Ignore that ex.
I swear to God.
Ignore that ex. I know it's tax season and we're getting them fat tax checks and stuff. You better ignore them goddamn exes.
Someone already done accepted them exes back because the exes were smart. They came back before Christmas, around October.
Damn exes. I don't know why they love to pop back up, but what made you keep going with the Successful Soy podcast? Because as on the podcast, we have our times where we're just like, man, fuck this shit, podcasting shit, you know what I'm saying? What made you keep going in spite of those dark moments?
I haven't had a dark moment yet. Like, I love it. Like I stated before, like, it was therapy for me when I first started out. So it's like just to have someone interact with me and get their opinion too. So it's like, I was just doing the 21 questions, and then one day I was playing the Risha Roulette game, and that's why you see me saying 21 questions with a twist, because I picked 21 cards from that game, and I asked the people those questions, and those questions can be very sexual. I'm talking about if you got a man on the show, I be trying to stay away from them questions because I don't want a man be like, she trying me on this podcast when all these people looking and listening about, have I ever had a thumb in my ass?
maybe feel insecure by them questions, like, you know.
I don't know. So I just, when it comes to the man on the show and it's time for me to do a 21 question with a twist, I won't ask those questions. But I came up with that concept because I was like, okay, I want to do that. And I just want to make it fun. So my 21 questions is going to always be fun. It ain't going to be nothing serious now when it comes to, because I do three segments. I do 21 questions, I do 21 with a twist, and I do conversations. So the conversation is basically focusing on the person's mental health and how they doing and how they going about, you know, how they deal with mental health and if there's anything they want to talk about and they need somebody to talk to. So that's what the conversation is. So I have three different segments on my show that I do.
So now how do you know who's going to be fit into which segment? Like what's that process look like?
Okay, so how I know. So this is, I have a list. So as you've seen, like I was looking for guests or whatever. So when I'm looking for a guest and however it falls, that's what you're going to do. So if I already got somebody for the 21 question, the next person I put on the list is going to be for the 21 with a twist. Then after that, the next person is going to be conversations. But if I see that person ain't really that type of person when it comes to 21 with a twist, I'm going to either do regular 21 questions or I'm going to do conversations with them.
I got you.
So it's all in a way that they carry themselves. So I'd be like, so when it comes to their name and they got 21 question with a twist by their name, I tell them it's a game and the game can get sexual. Are you okay with that? If not, then we can do 21 questions regularly, conversations. And they be like, no, I'm fine with that. I'm like, okay. And it's a drinking game. And they like, okay.
Oh, you perked my attention a little bit. You done said drinking game.
Yeah, it's a drinking game. Like, you got to drink, because either you're going to tell me your business or you're going to take a shot.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, okay. That's hey, I'll get that. Hey, yeah. Listen, you can go back and listen to the previous episodes of Liquor Talk. You can tell I don't give a shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause life is short. Like, what's the point in holding on to information and being so insecure? Like, I'm confident in shit. If something didn't happen to me, I'm gonna tell you something didn't happen to me. Who gives a shit? Life is short.
That is me. And we have to understand too, like, everybody ain't nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't nuts. Cause I'm an open book. That's why I wrote a book about it, and it's out on Amazon. I'm an open book. Anything somebody asks me, if I did it, I'm gonna speak on it. If I didn't do it, I can't speak on it.
Yes. And also, and listen, I done had sexual podcasters. I done had the porn stars. Mm-hmm. I done had different kind of adult entertainers. I done had sex themed podcasts. I'm with the shits, you know what I'm saying? So if you're not with the shits, I need y'all to grow up. It's 2024.
Definitely got to do a 21 question with a twist then.
Hey, you sign me. Hey, you just got to sign me up. You let me know whenever. I got you.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me about this book you wrote.
So I wrote a book. It's a memoir of my life from the time I was 5 years old up until in my 40s. So the book is basically, I didn't leave nothing out. I used to be a dancer. I used to be a bartender. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't have multiple business. So I'm telling it all in that book. Mm. How I was a hoe. How I done did this. I done fuck my friends, men. I told everything in the book. I ain't hold back nothing.
Wow. You're amazing. You got something that these celebrity men don't have the courage to just tell it all. Like, because I see a lot of these celebrities, they are so scared of their secrets leaking out that they will have somebody killed or they will blackball somebody for leaking some stuff out. So
you did it. We grown, man. Own up to your shit, bro. Own up to your shit. You did it. It is what it is. Like, everybody had that time in their life in their 20s, because all this shit happened when in my 20s. Like, everybody was wild in their 20s, bro. Well, nobody fucking perfect. So I'm trying to understand, like, why you trying to paint this perfect picture of you? People gonna look up to you regardless. Like, when I was a dancer, it was a young girl in the club, and she walked up to me and she was like, oh my God. She was new to the strip club scenery. So when she seen me, and it's like, you never know. I learned from that day, you never know who watching you and who looking up to you and stuff like that. So she walked up to me and she was like overly excited. She was like, oh my God, Successful the Model, because I was a model also. So my name was Successful the Model. Mm-hmm. So when she seen me, she was like, oh my God, Successful the Model. Oh my God. She was like, I look up to you. So I'm telling her straight up, baby, don't look up to me. I was, you know how they say, I want to be like Mike. No. Mm-hmm. Don't be like me. Be better than me. So it's like, damn, now you got to. When you're trying to carry yourself a certain way because teenagers and all this stuff is looking up at you, like, baby, I'm gonna be straight up who the fuck I am. I ain't trying to be this perfect picture because your child looking up to me, baby. Well, you better keep your child away from me because I'm gonna get into a blood raw, all that. Like, I have a homegirl. She's 22, she's 21. Sorry, and I met her since I've been up here. And I hate that I told her how I used to be, because I seen her doing the things that I used to do. So I had to tell her, like, don't do that. Mm. Don't do that. Don't be, you know, because she was, yeah. So I don't want to put her business out there. But the things that I done did, I seen her doing it. And it was all because I told her my background. And I just feel like, damn. I made her feel like it's okay. But no, if you're going to be a hoe, you got to live up that shit. You got to walk with your head high. You can't be a hoe and be ashamed of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make it make sense.
Yeah, you just got to own up to your shit. Yeah. Because that's you writing your own story. You got to definitely own up to your shit.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to learn from your shit, bro. Some of us learn the hard way. Some of us never get a chance to learn because you end up getting killed because you're doing something stupid in the streets or something like that. But if you live to get up out of that shit, you're going to overgrow it. And then you're going to look back on your life like, fuck, because that's me right now. I be looking back like, damn, I came a long way.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you. Like, whenever, because I remember when I went to the podcast conference, at Frozen Audios, y'all need to go, by the way. And I guess I get my flowers from people. I was like, wow, I done came a long way. And I said to myself, damn, yeah, all about just keeping going with shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I done had co-hosts quit on me in podcasting. And also, this has come from somebody that was shy as hell in college. And now I'm like, damn, to go from being shy as hell, got this podcast, but like, damn, you
I think
know?
that you're shy.
You can't tell that I'm shy now because I found a groove, and that's why I always go hard for my HBCU. Shout out to FAMU, you know what I'm saying? Because it was there where, hey, I learned them hard lessons, and I had people holding me accountable, getting on my ass like, hey, you can do this. So that positive reinforcement. And also to the young people, if you got OGs telling you not to do something, maybe it's because they done did it and they don't want you to end up like them. They want you to be
Exactly.
better than them.
Better than them.
So you gotta learn to listen to these old heads.
But they always feeling like we trying to control them. It's not we trying to control you or tell you what to do. No, I'm not your mama, because that's her favorite saying too. When I do something, she said in a jokingly way, but that's her saying when I be trying to get her in check and stuff. She be like, "You want mama or you my friend?" Bitch, at this point, I'm your mama, because I don't want you to do that. Like, don't do that. It's not cute. Don't do it. When I used to do it, I didn't have nobody that guide me to tell me right from wrong. I didn't have the guidance. Everything I learned on my own. I didn't have nobody to teach me shit. I learned everything on my own, jumping out in those streets.
Yeah. And also, sometimes you learn on your own by taking chances and taking risks that people in your family just didn't take as well, you know? So that's why I tell people, like, listen, you better learn from people who are trying to tell you this stuff, because obviously we want better for you, because if we didn't want better for you, we'd let your ass bust your ass open.
We'll let you be a crash dummy out here in these streets.
Just go ahead and be a crash dummy if you don't want to listen to somebody.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is that we were once young too, because we were the young heads as well, and our families try to tell us things, but then you look back, you're like, damn, you were right.
I say that all the time. I be like, damn, my grandma used to tell me this shit, bro, and I want to be a hot ass motherfucker and just do what the fuck I want to do and go live with my mama, because my mama gonna let me do what I want to do. And all my grandma wanted was the best for me, bro.
Yeah.
It's too late now. I mean, now as I'm older now, like, damn, I see it, but I wish I knew, you know what I'm saying? The mindset that I have now, I wish I had it back then when I was a dancer and was getting all this money, bro. Like, I'd be on my shit for real.
Yeah, you done seen plenty of dancers go from dancing but to become successful women. So it's like, I just wish the young women would see that, you know what I'm saying, and just do what you gotta do to get through college or whatever, but then at a certain time, you can't be doing that forever.
Yeah. Because they believe it now, these kids is graduating from high school and going straight to the strip club.
Damn.
Yeah, and that used to piss me off. Like, I used to want to be a mentor so bad when it came to young girls, because it was like, I done did all the shit that y'all trying to do, because y'all looking at the Black Chynas, the Amber Rose, and it's not like that, baby. Everybody don't get blessed like that, bro. Everybody don't get blessed like that. And they literally used to piss me off. And I always had a job and strip. So they used to be telling me, like, all this money you be making, why you got a job? Baby, this is some extra money because I got three kids. This is the extra money. This is not my main source of income. I don't want a career in fucking stripping. This is not a career for me. And just because you go get your body done, it's like, that, what you here for? When I used to tell guys, oh, because I used to be skinny with no butt, like, but it wasn't flat, but I had like a bump. I always had breasts. So when I used to be like, I want my titties, I want my ass done, the niggas, they used to be the customers, they used to be like, why? So you trying to make this out of a career? I'm like, no, I'm getting it done for me, not for y'all, not to elevate in this stripping shit. I was getting it done for me because it was shit that I was insecure in when it came to me. I wasn't doing it so I can make more money and make a career out of this shit. Like, no.
I hope you didn't get that actual stuff done, because I saw the stories about how the backlash of that, you know what I'm saying? What happens, years down the line, you know.
I did.
Yeah. Are you? I hope you didn't have any side effects.
No, knock on wood.
Good. Because I saw one story of a woman in a wheelchair because of those injections and stuff. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. And you ever seen the story of the girl who had to get her whole butt cut off because her butt was infected and stuff? I used to dance with her.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And she had to get the whole butt cut off?
Yep.
Damn, ladies. Just hit the damn gym. Like. Yeah,
it's really not worth it. And it was so crazy because it took me years before I literally did it. Like, I always wanted to do it, but every time I got close to doing it, I got scared and I back out. But then it's just this one time, I was just like, man, fuck this shit. I'm finna get it because I want it done. And that's what I did.
Yeah, because now I do hear that some people said the BBLs, I remember years ago somebody said this on the podcast, that the BBLs is natural, so it ain't that bad compared to the injections.
I don't know, because I didn't do a BBL. I got my breast done in 2015, but if my bags was to bust, they saline, so I'm safe. My butt, I did get the shots, and I got them in 2017. And everybody that be asking me about my butt, and I tell them who I went to, they be like, oh, but she fucking up people. Now I said, baby, I went when she was new. Now it's she can't get her hands on what she used to get her hands on no more, because she used to use liquid fattening and inject it in us, because she was a surgical doctor. And she used to use liquid fattening. But then, I don't know, she lost her job, and she just couldn't get her hand on that stuff no more, and she started putting other shit in people. And I was like, I'm glad I went when I went. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, at least you live to tell about it and stuff. So what advice do you have for any ladies out there that are thinking about getting it? Because as a man, I would tell you not to get it, because if you have character and you have heart, it doesn't matter what your body look like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say don't get it. Just don't get the shots. I tell them don't get the shots. The BBL, I don't know how that's done. If that's more safer than the shots, do the BBL. Don't get the shots, though. Don't get the shots. Mm-hmm. I would say that. Don't get the shots.
Yes, don't get the shots, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it right here on Liquor Talk, because we go in, y'all. We have the deep talks, and you know what I'm saying? So this is definitely something y'all need liquor for, so... All right, moving on to the last question I got for you about podcasting. What is something you wish you would have known about podcasting before you started doing your podcast?
It's connecting with the guests. Like, you just can't let any and everybody on your show.
Hello.
You just can't let any and everybody on your show. I remember this one time on the first podcast that I had, a guy reached out to me. And it took my co-host to do the research. And she was like, did you research this person? And I was like, no. And she said, go look at his YouTube. I go and look on his YouTube. He's talking about the devil, Illuminati. Like, he was that type of person. Like, he didn't believe in God. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to cancel this show. So I canceled the show, and he was going off on me, but I just let him talk. I ain't respond back or nothing. And then I just blocked him because he was like, you promised me that I was going to be on your show. And I'm like, but you're not a good fit. I was nice about it. I was like, I'm sorry. My co-host looked into you. You're just not a good fit for our show. Oh, he went off on me, and I just let him talk, and then I blocked him.
Yeah, you know what? Respect to that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've definitely had some backlash. I've had to delete an episode because somebody felt like they wanted to come on the show and just take over for themselves, you know? It's like, I had to delete this whole episode, this good-ass episode. And the one thing I hate about it, sometimes you got to delete the episode, then try to get all them same people back, but yeah. All them same people don't come back the second time, you know? So
yeah. Yeah, but
I don't blame you, man, for telling that man no, because that's some crazy shit. I understand there are conspiracies out there and stuff, but to be that deep into it that you're going crazy about it, I wouldn't welcome on the podcast either.
Yeah, he was going crazy, and I was looking at his YouTube was just so weird, and I'm like, he talking about he got a podcast, but every time he's recording, he's like in a cubicle at work, and he's like just on the phone, like talking. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck did I sign myself up for? So it's like now, that's why when you ask me like, how do I know who I want to do which segment with? Yeah, I go on their page and try to fill them out. Let me see what type of person it is.
Yeah, like I said, I hope you, obviously you got good vibes for me because you're here today. So I
Yeah.
definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate it. You don't ever take a good guest for granted because sometimes you've had idiots on in the past. You know what I'm saying? The ones that shall not be named. But if you look at the catalog, if you don't have at least two episodes done with Liquor Talk, then obviously you're one of those people. But some of those people just didn't stop podcasting though. So.
Yeah.
That's that too. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. I sound a whole lot better when you have some liquor. So get that liquor pulled up because this podcast just gets right on better. All right, Toy, I need a woman's perspective on this. Why is it that when a man says, I have a podcast, y'all mind go all the way negative? Like, I hope he don't sound like these typical podcasting men, because I was on a Facebook Live segment with somebody. Shout out to Erica from My Black Tampa. I was on a Facebook Live segment with her, and I mentioned I have a podcast. And I see one of the ladies commented like, "Oh, I hope it ain't like Kevin Samuels." I'm like, "Why is that such a bad thing? Why are some women so against men having podcasts?"
Well, I promise you, I feel like I'm supposed to be a man for real because I do not think like these women. I do not think like these
Yes,
women.
I'm happy you don't think that. You are fucking queen for not thinking like that.
Yeah, I don't, because why not have a podcast? I actually enjoy watching men podcasts. Like y'all talk about shit that the females, because they trying to paint this picture. So they won't talk about certain shit. That's why my podcast, I want to be totally different. Like I want to talk whatever shit I want to talk. And I don't care how you feel about it and how you judge me. Like I know the real me. This podcasting shit is fun. You feel me? It ain't nothing to be getting all worked up about. So me, I don't care about men having podcasts and what y'all talk about, because guess what? It's some podcasts out there that bashes men. So if it's a man podcast and all they talk about is bashing women, well, don't fucking listen to it.
Yes.
And if they ain't referring to you, then why are you so upset? Because you in the closet about certain shit that these people talking about, so you try to act like that you're not this person. I don't care.
Yes. I'm glad to hear a woman with sense, because I be hearing some women, they be like, "Oh my goodness, this is an instant turnoff if this man has a podcast." I'm like, so what? Are you
What?
feeling guilty about something? Because if you listen to a man's podcast, most times we're talking about men issues or things that we need to improve the rules. Now, there are some that they just get on women. Yes, I get it. There are some women, men that just get up, bash women, you know what I'm saying? And some of them, I think they need to seek help, you know what I'm saying? And I think that, but I don't feed into it, you know what I'm saying? I'll let them tell their story, but we don't feed into it. And it's like, and you said it best, like, if you feel that way about the certain podcast, turn it off. But don't be so quick to write off other men podcasts, because
Right.
I got myself out here, but I know plenty of the brothers that done been on Liquor Talk and that's going to be on Liquor Talk, that we got great platforms out here.
Right. And you know what, too? I love when men wants to be a guest on my show, because some of them questions that people be sending me is really questions about men that I can't answer. And I'm like, but I need a man on my show because I can't answer this. And some stuff that the women are answering, yes, I want to answer it from a woman point of view, but I want a man too to answer this same question so we can see how this man think and feel. Like
Yeah.
everybody think and feels different. So I can't think for a man. I can't give you an answer. Oh, why men? Da, 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 da. I don't know. Let me get a man on this show to answer this question, because I can't tell you why a man is da, 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 da. I'm not a man. I can't answer that.
Yeah, and that's why I have a lot of ladies on show as well, because it's like that's some things I wonder that I hear from men, like why do women do this? Why do women do that? And it's like I can't answer that.
Right.
I'm a man. I need to get a woman on. I need to get a smart and beautiful woman on that can talk the shit, you know what I'm saying, that can back it up, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
We need to recruit these people, but I need some of these ladies to grow up and evolve. And also, I know another creator who said that some women, they're just little girls in a grown woman's bodies. And yeah. They said that, and that's why they have those mindsets about men having podcasts or men doing this. I'm like, what? Sometimes I be wondering, what is y'all vendetta against men? Are we just supposed to provide and that's it?
Some of them probably don't even want a man. That's...
I mean, do they want a woman? I mean, what do they want?
They probably want a woman. But I feel like even if you with a woman, bro, like you don't, those, some of them, y'all don't been with a man before, so y'all can speak on that shit. So why try to act like you never been with a man before, like trying to erase that out your life and you just want to focus on women. No, bro. Like, you don't been through shit, so speak on that shit when it comes to these men. So if somebody asks me a question and I don't went through that with a man, I need a man on the show so I can ask him, like, why do men feel like they can just sleep around with married women and still look for a wife? I can't answer that. So I need a man to answer that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think my ex fucked me up years ago when he allowed me. He brought the book and told me, you need to read this book. This is a good book. And you know what book it was?
What book?
Think Like a Man, But Act Like a Woman. That Steve Harvey book. Am I saying it backwards?
Act Like a Lady, But Think Like a Man. Man, I need to slap that man. You want to trust Steve Harvey? Listen, how many years has this man been through?
When I read that book, ever since then, I be thinking like a man.
I don't know why he would give you the playbook, but
I was thinking like a man. That's why I was like, that's why I said, like, I don't think how these girls think. Like, I don't think how women think.
Yeah, like, and I guess that's what we can appreciate, that certain women don't think like the traditional women, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all can carry yourselves like a lady, but think how realistic like a man thinks. Now, I'm not saying everything in the book is 100% right, but you know what I'm saying? But compared to some of these women out here, the ones we got to deal with, man, look at her.
Right.
It's just, I agree. It's something to drink to, because this is crazy. Like, some of you women, y'all need to seek help. And also, I know there are men out there, you know what I'm saying, that need help as well. We all need help in this thing.
Yeah, we do. We ain't going to point fingers, because both genders need help. The men, yes. The women, and the damn kids.
Yes, women. And y'all, and ladies, y'all don't realize that y'all want to bash these kids, but guess what? Y'all, and don't be the ones with kids, because guess what? They looking at y'all asses. And y'all gonna be wondering, like, 20 years from now, why are they like this? Why are they like that? Well, look who raised them.
When I tell you I'm so glad God blessed me with boys. I was praying with a daughter and he took her from me. I said, baby, he must have knew I was going to be sending her ass back to him. I'm sorry. I be telling people all the time, if I would have had a daughter, the things that I did in life, I wouldn't have never did it. Mm-hmm. I would have never been a stripper. I would have never been a hoe. I wouldn't have did that. Because I want my daughter to be so much better than me and see how her mom carry herself. That's the type of mother I am if I would have had a daughter. Just like, even though I have boys, when I became a model, I had a manager, flew to New York, signed a contract, all this bullshit, told this man, I don't want to do anything that has to do with like sexual type shit. Yeah, my kids know that I'm a dancer, but they don't have to see that shit. I don't play that recording me and all that extra shit. And this man had me in a book that they sell in prison, but told me like it was a known magazine in New York. So when I came back to Florida and I went to work because I was a dancer, and all the guys was like, oh, I see you finna be in Sub-Zero magazine. That's what it was. And I was like, yeah, it's a magazine in New York. It's real known. He was like, no, it's not. I said, what you mean? He was like, they sell that to us in prison, bro. Niggas gonna be jacking their dick on you. I was like, ain't this about a bitch? Damn. I went off on my manager about that. I was like, that was something I told you I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to do that. Like, because my kids are old enough to where they watching porn. So, like, I got adult ass kids. I don't have young ass kids. So I still kind of like, you know, be iffy about things that I do. But child, my kids know their mama. Yeah.
But see, your kids know their mom and they know that you don't came up from that. You probably had, or at the age where you told them these things. And also, you didn't have OnlyFans nowadays. OnlyFans weren't around back then, because I see some young boys, if they found out their mama, they find out their homeboy's mom is on OnlyFans, they subscribe. And I'm like, you motherfuckers are sick.
My kids, when they homeboys even say anything about me, like, bro, don't look at my mama. Because my kids are old enough to they be in the club till I be going out with them, and they be like, damn, bro, who that is? And they be like, that's my mama. And they like, bro, that ain't your fucking mama. Like, your mama fine as fuck. Like, bro, that's my mama. Like, they don't be believing that I'm their mama.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to your kids for going out to the going to the club with you, because
yeah.
My mom's in her 50s, and I could never imagine going to the club with my mom. I might go to the bar and have a drink with my mom, but I could never imagine. But then again, my mom was always so in the church and stuff, and also holy sanctified. But mom, the heathens be in church too, you know.
Mom, are you listening? That's where they at. They worse in the church.
Yes, they are. When I found out this tea on the church, child, I'm like, Lord, these motherfuckers are some heathens. But they're up here pretending to be, you know, that's why I always say I have more respect for people I meet at the club or the strip club than the damn church, because at least the people in the club know what time it is and they know why we here. But the church, man, y'all faker than a bitch, man. Listen,
it was a deacon in the church. I went to Sunday school one Sunday. This when I used to go to church every Sunday, because, you know, even though I was doing what I was doing, baby, I was still paying my tithes and my offering and giving God his time. A deacon in the church said, I'd rather meet a woman on the streets than get me one of these church women. I said, why is that? He said, because in the church, they pretend to be someone that they're not. Least when they are on the streets and I meet them in the club, in the bars, or wherever I meet them at, they're going to be themselves. They're not going to pretend and cover up to be someone that they're not. I said,
ooh, that is real.
Mm-hmm.
That is so real, because it's like, because I see so many different church scandals where pastor either sleeping with women or they get caught with men or... Yeah. Pregnant. You don't know, man, it's crazy.
Getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And got a first lady.
Oh my goodness. How you get pregnant, you got a first lady? I knew shit was fucked up when there was a preacher at a church I went to when I was in college. Now, like a year after I had graduated, moved back to Tampa, man, I saw the story on social media, but then I'm driving, I hear it on the radio, I'm like, this motherfucker. And I had to look at it and see who it was. I'm like, I sat in this man's church. And what was funny, after everything came out, he was still in the pulpit preaching like the next Sunday. I'm like,
nothing happened.
I'd be like, God damn, even the preachers be living double lives.
Yes, they do. Man, I remember years ago in my 20s, bro, I had these homegirls that I used to hang with, and they used to go to this one man church. Like, he was a real known reverend, and everybody went to his church. One night we ride in late night. Guess who we see buying pussy?
Oh, hell no. He was on the stash. No.
I was like, that's y'all pastor, though.
Dang, pastor, you couldn't get a car with tinted windows?
Man.
Or if they know your car, why the hell? Bro, you should have got a damn rental car or something like that. Man, these people don't know how to hide this shit.
Ever since then, it was like, the church. Baby, you ain't got to be in church to know God.
You don't have to go to church to know God. I mean, I pray, I meditate. I haven't sat in church in years, you know what I'm saying? It's like, And then after I learned how they do with tithes and offerings and how they kicking people out because they're not giving a certain amount, I'm like, you the church, what the hell you kicking me out for? You should be on your shit and not be trying to get my money.
When really, offering supposed to be people donating clothes and food, so when a disaster come, the church house can have that stuff to give to the neighbors.
Come on. Come on, you better tell them. God damn. So what the hell y'all doing with my money?
They living. Why you struggling? They living.
Mm-hmm. That's why I knew that I couldn't really fuck with the church no more, you know what I'm saying? Because pastor around here drive this German engineering, and meanwhile, I'm hoping my little hoopty get to them A and B.
And barely making it to church because my car is on E.
Gas tank on E, but you trying to go, but some of y'all be trying to go in there and find somebody to fuck, and they ain't putting nothing in your gas tank.
I mean, the church is the club nowadays.
I mean, yeah, it is. And I remember I had a buddy in college. He was really judging me based on what I'm wearing. I'm like, bro, what am I about to break out a suit for in church? We are in fucking Florida.
God said, come as you are.
Thank you. What the hell? I need a three-piece suit on. It's fucking Florida. It's hot as shit. So
you trying to tell me if somebody come to your door and they need you to pray for them, you ain't going to open the doors of the church? How y'all say, open the doors, let us open the doors of the church. So somebody at that door and they got on a two-piece, you ain't going to let them in?
Mm-hmm. Y'all said the doors of the church will be open, right?
And they always say, God said, come as you are. But let them tell it. Let them tell it. Okay, this is what they said. When he said come as you are, he don't mean clothing wise. He mean the life that you're living, that's supposed to be the come as you are.
Mm. You can't make this shit up.
Baby, we is having good shit on this show.
Yes, we are, man. Listen, ain't no pastor can come defend this. I don't even try it, pastors. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it because I hear your boy TJ's getting jealous over what a pastor in Philly's saying. I mean, if it's true, then what you getting so jealous for?
TD, I'm gonna need you to sit down. Cause the way that lady on TikTok last year, the early part of last year, told your whole family secrets how y'all stole her child from her. You can't tell me nothing. And his daughters run the shade room.
Ooh. Yeah, so maybe them stories about you partying with Diddy, I'm like, it's okay if it's true shit. What's done?
What I said earlier, everybody has a past, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have a past, but don't sit here and try to paint your picture like you're perfect.
Yes.
When you done did things in life too that was fucked up.
Yes. Y'all, moral of the story, moral of this podcast, no matter what your profession is, don't try to paint a perfect picture. We all have a past. Own that shit. Exactly. Own the shit in your past so that way someone else listening to your story doesn't have to follow the same route.
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. Keep going up because we got something else we got to talk about, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about these fake-ass friends who are simply the ops. And because sometimes they say your friends, you think they happy for you, but secretly they're in competition for you. Like, why can't you just clap for me when shit is going right for me? But, you know what I'm saying? But when things are going right for you, you're looking at me like you're expecting flowers and stuff. But why aren't you rocking with me when shit is tough, but you're not helping me? Why are you being the ops?
Huh. So, I had this one friend, bent over backwards for her, all that. But when it came to me, to a certain extent, she wasn't there. But she'll call and cry to me about her other friends. But when it came to them, you there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm.
Then I had this other friend years ago. She hates me now, y'all. She hates my gut, and I don't give a fuck. Let me tell you why I don't give a fuck. My whole days, I learned them from her.
Ooh, hello.
But when I did a her on her, she ain't like it.
She ain't gonna take accountability, it sound like.
Yeah, it's like I looked up to her. Anything she did, like I looked up to her. Like I was following her footsteps for real, for real. And when she used to be she was the type of girl that she was fucking all her friends' boyfriends and only fuck with niggas that had money. And then when it came to me, she was telling the niggas, she take care of me because my mama didn't want me in her house, so I have to sleep on her couch. I was like, huh? Mm. I can go home whenever I want to. The reason why I'm choosing to sleep on her couch because she always used to beg me not to go home because she ain't want to be by herself. So what are you talking about? Like, you're belittling me to people. And the whole time, I'm being a friend to you. Every time somebody wants to fight you, bitch, I'm fighting your battles because you scary as fuck.
Mm.
But then when the tables turned, when she said that to one person, y'all, this when I tell y'all this story was like, she met this boy. The boy really was trying to talk to me at first, but I wasn't studying him because I was talking to somebody that was already in the club. So she seen that the dude had money and she pushed herself up on him.
Mm-hmm.
So that night when we left the club, we got in the, this when people used to rent limousines and stuff like that. So he had a limousine at the club. So at the end of the night, we got in the limousine with him or whatever. And we went to a strip club hanging out. Cause you know, in Florida, we love strip clubs. We don't really
care about
regular clubs. So she started messing with him. It was like probably 2 weeks in, they got into a fight. And he asked me to take him home because he stayed in Fort Lauderdale. So I was like, you got to ask her because that's her car. So he was like, fuck that hoe. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I asked her. I was like, can I take him home or whatever? He want me to take him home. She's like, I don't give a fuck where you taking me. Just get him away from me. I'm taking him home. One of my cousins called me. And she was like, what you doing, cousin? I was like, oh, taking my homegirl boyfriend home. And he was like, I knew it. I knew it. I knew y'all weren't sisters because we used to go by sisters. She's like, he was like, I knew y'all weren't sisters. So I'm looking at him. I was like, what you mean by that? So he was like, that whole talk about you too bad for y'all, for you to be her sister.
Ooh.
I did like this. I said, cousin, I'm going to call you back. And hung up the phone. So what did she say? Oh, she said that she ain't gay, you gay. That's why she go to the gay clubs and she take care of you. You have to sleep on her couch because nobody wants you in their house and this and that. I was like, huh? What? He was like, y'all ever fuck? I said, every chance we got. I said, that hoe eat more pussy than me. What are you talking about?
Damn. Hello.
So when I went back to her house, I started packing my stuff. So she was like, where you going? So I was like, oh, I'm just going to move back in with my mama. He called her and told her.
Uh-oh.
Me and him fucking around.
Ooh.
So she called my phone. She was like, oh, you and him messing around? Both of y'all slimy as fuck? I said, I ain't even finna sit on this phone and make up no excuse. I said, but he told me how you was talking about me, so it is what it is. And I hung up the phone.
Mm.
She painted this picture to everybody. I did this for her. I used to take care of her, and she just fucked my boyfriend and just made me look like I was just this horrible-ass person.
Mm. But when they got to talk to you and realize, this girl lying.
I put it all in my book.
Damn, y'all need to go buy that book, y'all. God damn.
I told everything that hoe used to do in my book.
Damn, see, this is why y'all don't fuck with people that can write. and people don't have podcasts because guess what? If you piss us off, we will expose your ass.
While you right here trying to act like you this innocent bitch to people.
Mm-hmm.
Every hoe you don't hung around, you fuck they nigga. And I used to be the one that go pick them up for you so nobody can see you with them. Stop playing with me.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a fake friend right there.
And I used to call this bitch my sister.
Man, I dealt with some sorry ass niggas that anytime they needed me, I was right there. I was like, no problem. I had to stop what I'm doing, make sure they all right. I don't give a damn. Sometimes I don't even give a damn if you got the money. It's my time. I don't feel like doing this shit, but I'm doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. But when I need you, oh, you just paint me out this picture. Oh, you just broke ass nigga with no kids and you can't do this. Nigga, don't get mad at me because I protected my seat better than you did.
Exactly.
Not to mention you got child support in other states, my nigga. And you can't get a license down here because one of those baby moms got child support on your ass. And I'm like, God damn, nigga.
That's how they be. That's how they be.
They love to hate on people because they see somebody that didn't make the mistakes they made and they want to hate on them as soon as this person can't do it. Mm-hmm. Or I got another ex that was always like, when I tell my sister, oh, he broke, he this, shouty. I was the one working. Your ass was the one not getting money.
I need to say this too.
Yeah.
Ladies, stop thinking what you see a man have that he's going to spend it on you.
Thank you. Y'all heard it from a woman right there. Y'all heard it.
Just because you feel like you this bad bitch and this nigga got money, that don't mean he gonna spend his money on you. And then when he get with a bitch that less badder than you, as you say, he spend all the money on her. Guess what? That bitch got personality. She know how to love on a guy. You hoes just want money. Stop looking at people. And too, stop trying to clock other people's relationship because what one person do for the next person, that don't mean he gonna do it for you.
Exactly. Maybe also another thing to add on, maybe this woman is putting him on game how to flip this money and how to, she's teaching him about investments and what business.
He's not taking. She's just not taking.
Yeah. She's helping the picture. She doing something. She taking care of the house. She makes sure he got clothes, make sure he got food. She doing her part. A lot of y'all, a lot of women out here.
Half of you hoes can't even cook.
Damn. Y'all just be ordering DoorDash and shit.
Cooking pasta. You know they love them some chicken pasta, shrimp pasta, shrimp Alfredo. That's it. Shrimp Alfredo. That be they go to. Bitch, my 11-year-old granddaughter can cook shrimp Alfredo.
Damn. I mean, who can't shoot? I mean, I got little cousins that can cook shrimp Alfredo.
That's what I'm saying, but they be thinking that's something. Oh, I'm going to cook for my man tonight. What you cooking? Shrimp Alfredo with some garlic bread? What?
What you, Olive Garden? What you, Olive Garden or something? Lady, listen, you gotta be creative or something.
I love this podcast. you gotta bring me back.
Oh, I got you. Listen, you got to come back.
Baby, we
can
talk about some things because I'm telling you, I am not one of them. The girls will be mad at me.
Listen, hey, I'm here for it. I am here for the girls be mad at you.
Me too.
And listen, all you fake and fair weather friends out there, stop painting the picture as you this real friend, and you this real nigga, you this real bitch. When shit comes to light, you faker than a $2 bill.
I swear to God. And stop thinking somebody just supposed to always be there for you when you ain't never there for them.
Thank you. Because the real ones, it is so sad. Like I said, I'm from like Tampa. It's like some of the real ones, I'd have met some of the realest people from everywhere but Tampa sometimes. I love my city, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be like that.
Not everywhere but Tampa. You meant that shit.
Listen, I love my city, but sometimes it'll be the fakest people I've met in the city. You know what I'm saying? But the realest ones come from outside the city.
That's true, though. That's true, because I promise you, since I've been in North Carolina, bro, like, the friends that I met up here, they're more caring than the motherfuckers I know back in fucking Florida. Mm-hmm. So that is so true, bro. That is so fucking true.
Listen, I know one or two that might be real, but everybody else, I'm like, seriously? This is right. Moving?
Right.
It is crazy. So, talking about people out there, if you get support, you got to embrace it no matter where it comes from, because people in your home city, they're going to look at you one way and they're never going to evolve that look of you.
Yep. And we say, fuck
them. Yes, we got to say fuck them, because you know what? Life is short and you're not about to stop my vision because you feel this way about me. And shout out to the real friends who aren't the ops, who are actually out here, help you make shit happen, because I know you got something out there.
Yup.
But y'all know who y'all are, and y'all fake ones. Y'all cringing. Y'all don't want people to have podcasts for this reason, because all y'all shit is coming to the light.
That's all it is. All the guys just need is a real woman that's on their podcast that gonna keep that shit blood raw.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's the key to a good podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Just get people on here that's going to keep this shit blood raw.
Right. I don't want nobody coming on my podcast going to be acting so ditty. Like, baby, let your hair down over here. Let your hair down. Let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. Everything ain't got to be serious all the time. I don't care if your podcast is serious. Okay, now it's time for you to unwind. Let's have some fun. Let's enjoy these questions. Let's answer these crazy-ass questions that these people have submitted, and we don't know what they is, but we going to talk about them. Whether it prefers to us or not, you still gonna have an opinion about the questions. So let's just talk about the questions.
Yes, let's talk about the questions. And if you already know, if you come to liquor, y'all need to go ahead and just bring the liquor, because we gonna talk about some shit. Because wow, Toy dropped that tea on this episode, Toy. You did that, girl.
Thank you.
You fucking did that.
Ain't gonna always. Because one thing about it, I'm going to keep that shit real. Ain't nothing faking me. But it's that's it.
Yes, yes, yes. Lastly, I know you done told us this, but why do the people need to tap in? One more time, tell people why they need to tap in with a successful toy podcast.
Because it's fun and it's different and it's everyday questions that people talks about on social media, period. So just to get someone insight and different opinions on it, is what I do. It's basically like therapy. Like, come have fun, let your hair down, especially with the 21 with a twist. It's a drinking game. It's fun. You're going to turn up because you're going to tell me your business. And then when you tell me your business, I'm going to be like, well, bitch, how was that experience? Your ass going to take shots. Like, which one do? So, yeah.
Yes, but, yes, yes. Listen. I want to thank you for blessing the liquor talk with the presence, because I'm like, God damn, you make me say I need to pull out the dark liquor more often. Because God damn, we adult when the dark liquor comes out, the tea comes out.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? Next time that I'm off from work and I can get fucked up on some liquor, I want you to bring me back and we both gonna be drinking that and we gonna get into some shit.
Yeah, listen, I'm at the plan a weekend or something. Do you fly down to Florida or I'm about to fly to you? We'll set that up.
Let's get this shit.
Yes, let's definitely get this shit. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Liquor Talk, whether you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whether you're watching us on YouTube or watching us on Twitch. Thank you for supporting the podcast. And also, tell a nigga what you think. Holla at us on Instagram. Holla at us on Twitter. Comment. Tell us what you think, ladies and gentlemen, because all the dirty laundry done came out again, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2024, so all the shit is coming out. So y'all need y'all to pour up your liquor and get this shit popping, whether it's wine or whether it's the liquor. Get it poured up, because remember, this is the podcast where you're going to need some liquor, because it sounds a whole lot better when you have it. And if you don't have it, I don't know what to tell you. But ladies and gentlemen, Thank you for tuning in to Look and Talk. We taking over for the 24 and the 25. We out this motherfucker, y'all. Peace.